So does your oat.
Woo-woo.
But it'd just be rude if I didn't have a soda, considering Soda's Road. And from here on out, we start every episode off with the opening of a can, the cracking of a can, because the sodas are owed. And like, what would I be? You know, that's literally the point of the podcast. So it's like, why would we not have that? Welcome back to Soda's Road, where ice cream makes the meal. You know, like Friendly's. I never actually understood that whole Friendly's thing growing up, where it was like, you know, why does ice cream have to make the meal? Like, why does ice cream have to be at the end of the meal? You know, that was always my thing with dessert, you know? It's like, one of my biggest issues with, like, my parents growing up, like, their parenting was, like, having dessert after dinner. Like, now, as an adult, I eat dessert every single day. Sometimes I wake up, I go downstairs in the morning, and ice cream is the first thing I eat. And I'm talking, like, homemade Cold Stone. Like, I toss ice cream in a bowl, crunch up mint Oreos, M&Ms, take this stone and just start smushing it all together. Literally because my parents said I wasn't allowed to eat dessert until after dinner. I eat dessert 24/7 now. I'm going to have diabetes when I'm older because of this, because I'm trying to rebel against my rents, you know, because I just want to be that guy. I want to be the dessert guy. So like when Friendly's is always like, yo, ice cream makes the meal, kind of like ice cream is the meal, you know, like ice cream's the meal. You don't have to wait for it. Don't wait for it. It's like anything in life, though. You know, it's like don't wait for it. Just go get it. Like if ice cream is in front of your face, fucking get that ice cream. Get that ice cream. Don't wait for someone to come hand that ice cream to you after you eat their fucking disgusting steak tips. They're not good at cooking. You know? No, not that my mom's bad at cooking. My mom's really great at cooking. I don't want you guys to think my mom doesn't cook well. She's like, she chefs hard. Like I'm in her basement still, like, you know, because of her cooking. I could move out. I just don't want to because I love her cooking. And I like to eat ice cream for breakfast and just tell her like, yo, ma, just so you know, I'm eating ice cream right now. So anyway, sorry for my ramble, but that's what I want here. That's actually the whole point of this podcast. So yeah, guys, I'm here alone on a podcast right now. And it's actually 12:30 at night it's Wednesday now. It was Tuesday. One of those other crazy, bizarre things. Like, why don't we just start the day at like 6 a.m.? You know, it's, I don't know. Listen, I'm not the time guy. I don't make the time. I'm the shower guy. I'm not the time guy. But anyways, yeah. So I just randomly got inspired to do this podcast solo. So for a while now, I've been kind of trying to map out like how I want to format the podcast, how I want to format my like whole social media going forward. Like, what does my long form, what should my consistent long form be? You know, do I need a co-host? Do I need someone? And right now, Carter is in Canada working a job like all day long. So he can't really be on the podcast right now. And I really like the in-person energy. I'm not as a big fan as like the Zoom call. I just feel like it's hard to get like this, like get a riff off each other when it's over Zoom. So I don't know. We're working on it. I don't have enough money yet to just have a place for everyone to live and like just be on a pod with me, you know? So like we'll get there. But I've had these TikToks go viral of me kind of like ranting and rambling when I'm just talking to the camera, like on my YouTube channel. I've done videos, you know, like giving tips for student athletes, college athletes, or how to get dressed, some stupid shit that I used to do, get dressed, you know, who gets dressed anymore. And I found that it's like, I need somewhere to ramble because I know that there's potential in it. I know there's potential in my rambles. I have potential rambles, ramble potentials, like Rambo, you know, like I like to ramble. I like to talk to myself. And you know, so now what I'm going to do whenever I'm, cause I want to be super consistent with this podcast. It's the only way to grow anything is consistency. And my main focus is going to be like the parody comedy videos that I'm doing, but I need something consistent at the same time, you know? So I'm going to be here alone just rambling nonsense, which is great. And you guys are in trouble. You guys are in trouble because no one's here to judge me, you know? I'm not afraid to say stupid things like and have my co-host be like, "Yo, you sound stupid right now." Cuz I don't care. I don't care if fictional him over there thinks I sound stupid, because fictional you's a bitch. You know, fictional co-host, I would fuck you up straight up. Like if me and fictional co-host got in a fight, I'd take fictional co-host and huck him through my television. And my television's over there for anyone wondering. That's why I went over there. I'd huck him right through it. Last night I was actually having this discussion with my girl, my woman. And she was like, and I was like, you know, hypothetically, if we fought, you know, could I throw her through the TV? She asked me this, you know, if we got in a fight, like, you know, hypothetically, or we were just horsing around, a little foreplay, and we got, you know, a little foreplay, a little bench press foreplay. How far could you throw me? And I was like, you know, testing out my push a little, like, and then like, I can bench, like I got chesticles, I can bench. So I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, I could probably huck you like 3/4 across the room, probably not through the TV, but I'd graze it. You know, nose would graze telly. The television would catch a graze from her nose. And not that I'm going to do this, but if she wanted to, because it was her idea, as a foreplay thing, probably not even a foreplay thing. That's probably not why she asked. Maybe that's just my head. Maybe that's just me wanting that. I don't want that, but maybe it's just me always being sexual because I just have this sexual mind. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being sexual. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a sexual mind. Like, I think sexual humor is funny. My raunchy humor was, I always felt like school was holding me back from my raunchy humor. I always wanted to be raunchy and teachers would be like, no, you know, you can't swear. My mom would be like, don't fucking swear. She would swear at me and tell me not to fucking swear. So they're crazy. You know, that's where I got my potty mouth from, my parents. I love them, but they swear. We have terrible swearing habits, but it's good because it's authentic. It's real, you know? It's the real deal. Neil, the real deal, Shay. That's my dad from the Beanpot Trot. If you have not seen that, this is him. So, yeah. Anyways, guys, I'm back. I've been on a little hiatus, which I'll dive into. My hiatus, it was, you know, it's a Strug's boots, but, you know, I've been gone now for like 2 months from this podcast, and I'm just ready to get back at it, you know. Why was I gone? Well, Strug's. Well, while I was gone, I noticed a few things. Like, college graduation came and went. It's always like, you know, that group of girlfriends from college and that sorority, and they're just always taking that same photo on the football field or on the steps, you know? And then there's always this one girl coming out and she's in like a fucking full body cast, you know, and her caption's like, limped my way through graduation, like walked my way through graduation on one leg, or like crutched my way through graduation. It's like, yeah, like what? And no one ever questions it. Everyone's just like, oh, I hope you feel better. You know, hope you feel better. You broke your fucking body. And it's like, no one's ever sitting there like, what? How did you, why did you do that? Like, how did you manage to break your femur in a sorority pie eating competition? Did anyone ever just wonder that? Like, why is this every picture of the sorority at the end of the college grad and one of them's in a fucking leg cast in a boot? It's like, how hard did you party in this sorority? You know, you're not playing sports. It's just like the sorority games. You get your bigs and your littles. Like, what did your big and your little and your grand little do to each other, you know? Did it get a little too aggressive in the slumber party and the sleepover? Did it get too aggressive in the pie eating competition? You thought you could eat more pies than your little, but guess what? No. And she snapped your femur? Like, I just never understood, you know, why these girls are just getting these life-altering injuries when you have these athletes walking up through graduations, not even a scratch on them, you know? It's like, maybe we should rethink what these girls are doing in the sorority and start questioning them, you know? But I don't know, that's just a thought I had. Yeah, it's going forward. Strug's boots, there's a couple, actually. I'm here to tell you a couple of Strug's boots. One, I lost my tooth. I probably will title it something like that, you know, but I don't know. I lost my tooth and you can't really tell. And it's caused me a lot of struggles, many struggles. If you want to see it, ooh, there you go. I have a little flipper in, a little flip tooth. I need some soda and water soda. Yeah. So this happened March 31st. This happened like when I was in a Southern trip in March. I took a stick and I was going for the puck. He missed the puck and just smacked me across the face with a stick. My tooth shot up into my gum. It broke in half and then shot up into my gum. It got stuck up there, which was nasty. Really nasty. I was like, what the fuck? Like, oh no, my tooth is gone, you know? So I go into the locker room, like trainer. I'm like, dude, the tooth gone. You know, like the tooth that was there, not there anymore. Not there. It was there. It's not now. And he's like, nice. You know, he's really calm. And I'm like, yeah. Like, and I'm kind of figuring out, I'm like, you know, he's like, oh, he's just kind of like looking at me, you know, he's like kind of confused himself. And then like, I feel like my lips just kind of stuck out there, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm like, is my tooth like lodged up in my gum? And it's just got my lip out like this. And then my lip was split too. He's a little scar on my lip. You can see it. I'm like, that's disgusting. He's like, yeah. I'm like, what do we do about that? And, you know, he's like, I'm not sure. Like, sick. So we'll just chill. You know, I'll just kick back, relax, maybe toss him some something on the TV, something I like to watch. You know, maybe I'll binge watch Vampire Diaries while we just sit here with my tooth, you know, shot up in my gum and my lip split. I'll just wait. We'll wait for the dentist, you know, on his time. You know, no rush. I'm chilling, you know. I'm relaxing. So then he came down. Essentially, they had to, you know, yank it, push it out and pull it out. Because it was stuck up there and it can't stay there, obviously. That'd be crazy. You know, it can't. It just can't. So they did it. There's like guys taking photos of it, like, oh, that's gnarly. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Thanks. I know. I'm like swearing at the guy. He's about to numb me. I'm like, listen, buddy, you better numb me or I'm knocking you the fuck out. You better numb the shit out of my face. I better not feel a thing of you pushing my tooth out of my gum or I'm smacking you and your teeth are coming with me. You know, we're all going down toothless together. That's how this is going down. But he was nice. I said immediately, I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm just a little on edge right now. You know, not on the edge of the table. Well, I am on the edge of the table, but I'm also little on edge because my tooth is just stuck in my skull, you know. So my apologies. He's like, no, dude, no worries. I get it, man. People have said worse to me. I'm like, good, good. So they numbed the shit out of it. They shot a needle right into the, you know, the hole where my tooth was. It was not fun. They got it out. Whatever. Miserable. Couple weeks there. Well, that was kind of like dulling down. Had a flight at 4 a.m, so I didn't sleep after that. And then I was wearing like a cage and a shield, full visor for a week, and I was kind of like, yeah, this is terrible. I can't see. I haven't done this since college. I'm like all over. I'm like, woo. And I tried to play the next game, and I was just not quite myself for sure. And of course, why not? Some big goon steps up and hits me in the head. And I actually knocked him down. So for whatever it's worth, my ego, whatever the after effects were, I knocked him down with my head. You know, he fell down and he weighed 250 pounds and was 6'5". He fell. So in your face, you know, I'm not that heavy and I'm not that tall. So anyways, I got a little bit of a concussion. It wasn't anything bad. I didn't forget anything, but it felt, you know, obviously I felt off. I haven't had concussions before where I was like, okay, I'm a little bit domed here. Someone smacked my dome and it doesn't feel right. So I got off the ice. I had like the mental fog, some dizziness stuff going on here, headaches, whatever. And then something in this process messed up something in my inner ear. And we didn't know, so that was kind of going untreated. So with concussions are tricky, and there can be different injuries going on in there. It can be like eyes, it can be ears, just the head itself. Like, so there was a concussion, but then there's also something injured with my ear causing the dizziness. We didn't know that, so it was getting worse and worse. Just the dizziness part and the headaches, but like my brain processing itself was chilling. So that was getting worse and worse, and like it was a very hard, difficult time for me. And it's been, yeah, so then like now it's been like 2.5 months and I'm finally starting to feel better. Like finally starting to feel good. Good enough to do this podcast, which is very exciting. I did not feel normal for over 2 months for a single day. And it was pretty fucking miserable, if I'm being honest. I would wake up dizzy. And it got really bad, nauseous. I don't want to spare you guys these bad details too much, but like there was like a point where I was like so nauseous that I could barely walk. I was confused because I thought this was like my head and I was scared. I was panicking, but it, you know, like, is this my dome piece like going down? Is this my dome piece going down? But as it turns out, there was something else on top of this, you know, the conky. So I had double injuries in a sense. And I just didn't know. So I started doing these vestibular exercises. I'm like fucking looking back and forth and shit and like tracking my head around. It looks crazy. Everyone makes fun of me. But it started helping, I think. And I'm finally on the upward trajectory. That's kind of why I haven't done the pod. I haven't filmed that many skits before this. I had a week in Tampa where I finally like got back into it. But other than that, I filmed one video in the last, for 2 months, I filmed one video and that's not the production I wanted, the output that I wanted, but it's just the way it goes sometimes, you know. It's tough. Cause like I didn't even feel normal. Like I had a viral video, like the one that I made during the 2 month span was like the first grade teacher, if it was a hockey player, and I didn't feel normal. Like I was dizzy doing that, but it's weird. Cause like I wanted to work and I wanted to do it, but I just like had to rest. I had to force myself. Like I got to chill and figure out why I'm dizzy, you know? And I finally figured out the root, the cause of it and started. And so I'm, you know, knock on wood, I'm feeling in the upper trajectories here. So life throws shit at you, you know? Like I the season ended and like I had this, like, you know, the plan. I want the season to end. I want to just I get excited to do video, you know? Like I really can't do it much in the season. And I was pumped, like, oh, like let's go do video, you know? I'm going to go full time with my podcast. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do that. And that's shitty. Like, you know, it's like you can't do the things you want to do that make you happy. I couldn't really work out. You know, it was tough. But life throws shit at you like that. Like life isn't always going to go according to plan. This is also the beauty of me talking. I will go from spewing nonsense to spewing some sense. But yeah, no, life is not always going to throw, like, it's not always going to go the way you want. It's going to throw shit at you. Unplanned, like I wasn't able to start the podcast consistently right away. I wasn't able to get into the videos like the way I wanted to right away. I had to put it off a little because I couldn't rush it, you know. But I'm excited to get back on track here. And you just, when that happens, just go with the flow and just know that, like, you know, we'll get better. It just takes time. It's, you know, shit comes and goes in waves, and there's going to be great times. There's going to be some shitty times, but just fight through the shitty times and, you know, get your way back to the good times and just know that it too shall pass, I believe is what they say. So yeah, it's been a battle. It's still not quite done, but it's been a battle. But you know, that's what life's about, battling. In other news, another Strugs boots that I've had, I forget if I put soap on or not in the shower, you know, not to just drastically change the tone here, but I've been really struggling with this. And does anyone else do this where like you zone out so badly in the shower and all of a sudden like you shut the shower off and you're like, hold on, did I put soap on or? And I turn the shower back on and then I apply soap for what I think might be the first time. And as it turns out, it's the second time every time. But like I do this so much now, it's like, am I really that? This isn't a recent thing. This isn't because of the dome. This has like been happening for years where it's like I'm so dialed in and thinking and brainstorming shit like in the shower and like what I'm going to do with my future and all this shit in my head that I'm like, I don't know if I put soap on. And then I just reapply it. And you know, and like, and then I scrub down there. And I'm like, okay, that's a previously cleaned ball. You know, that's a previously cleaned sack. Like you would know that. Like when you know that when you soap down there, if it's cleaned or not previously. And this has been. But I just feel like people must think I'm crazy. Like my family must think I'm crazy. They hear me shut the shower off and then turn it back on and like re-soap. They're like, you good in there? You know, like, what are you doing in there? I just can't remember if I put soap on or not. It's just a normal day. Just normal things. I know everyone else does this too. Other people forget if they put their soap on or not. You know, I don't want to risk going out there in the public and having forgot to put soap on and I smell and I'm like paranoid. Like, did I or not? Do I have bodily odors or not? Is this girl going to think I'm disgusting now because I forgot to put soap on because I zoned out thinking about fucking dogs or some shit in the shower, you know? So yeah, that's another Strugs Boots I've been having. So that's two Strugs Boots this week that I've been dealing with. But yeah, on a serious note, guys, I'm good. If you were concerned about me, I'm good and I'm coming back and I'm ready to fire. That's my message, I think, is just keep going. When life throws shit at you, just you gotta roll with it. Just keep pushing forward and things will get better. No matter what it is, whether it's an injury, whether it's, you know, a girlfriend broke up with you or you know, you lost someone or, you know, you're down about you didn't make a team or you know, whatever it is, you know. Just keep pushing through and things will get better. You know, just always have that mindset. And you know, that's just what I've been doing the last 2.5 months. And yeah, so that's my message. That's my serious message of the day. Which I guess I will always have that too. I like mixing those two things. Going forward, guys, video wise, I'm excited to do this thing full time. Like I feel like I'm really energized, and my focus, my plan going forward for those who are interested in me. So the parody videos, like I said a bit before, the parody videos, like a real day in the life of a college hockey player or a real day in the life of a high school hockey player. Those are like my two best performing things. They've taken my audience, my following to a whole new level on Instagram and mainly Instagram, but TikTok as well. And they were successful videos on YouTube. I'm going to do a lot more of those. I'm going to up the production every time. Right now, every money that I'm getting, I'm putting into that. Like I'm not even profiting right now. I'm just putting it back in because I want to make sure I believe in it so much. But that's my game plan. For the focus, I'll be doing the podcast consistently while I film those. So I do, and I'll do like smaller skits on top of that too to stay consistent and relevant on like social media and obviously be able to have an interaction with you guys like this, which also I feel is cool because when I go solo, I'm talking to you guys. You know, I'm actually having a conversation kind of with you. I know you don't say anything back and I'm just hearing myself talk, but you know, I like hearing myself talk. So I hope you guys do too. But also going forward, I'm going to be doing a Patreon exclusive stuff on there. And I kind of want to take the power away from the sponsors because like as a creator, you're kind of just waiting for sponsors. And it's like, when's the next one going to come? And they're great. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's tough when you're just waiting for them and they're consistent. They'll come, they go. You know, it's like, I want to create like a consistent income, but I also want to make sure it's like, it's not selfish, right? Like, I need to create value for you guys if I want to do a Patreon. You know, I want to create like a little community where we help each other. So on there, I'll be doing exclusive vlogs where I'll give like an inside look into my life, behind the scenes of the videos, my creative process, my fitness, my workouts, which it's a super big passion of mine that I guess I've kind of gotten away from putting on video. I'll do plenty of that. I'll give any knowledge that I've learned over the years playing hockey or doing video or whatever it may be in life, on those vlogs, show my humor more too. Just give a real inside look into those. I'll be doing blooper reels on there to show you guys the mess ups, you know, like that we're the laughs, the fun that we have while we're filming. I want you guys to feel that and see that. And I'll be doing giveaways. Like the first, if you guys want to go on now and subscribe early, the first vlog is going to come. It might already be out actually, but the first 50 subscribers on my Patreon are going to enter a raffle, and I'm giving away a signed UMaine hockey stick, game used, signed. It's just to one of the first 50. I'll raffle it off. I'm going to do more stuff like that, whether it's like something I'm giving away or it's money. Like I'm giving like a little reward when I start making like a lot more money, because I'm confident that I will with this. Other things, the parody videos that I'm talking about, like right now I post it on YouTube, full thing, and then I post all the scenes on Instagram and TikTok. I'm going to post the full parody, the full length parody videos, like a real day in the pro hockey, a real day in the life of a pro hockey player I'm filming next. I'll post that full thing on Patreon before, like probably like 2 months before it goes public. And it's just for the Patreon guys. If you guys want to see those, and just enjoy that full length production and get the first view of it. And then I think going forward, I don't know if I'll post the full thing on YouTube or not, but like for now I will. So like 2 months later, I'll post it on YouTube and then post the clips on Instagram, or like a month later when, like, as I get going, it'll be like a month in advance where you guys can get the full thing. Sometimes I'll post full extended versions of my TikTok and Instagram skits that are like 3 minutes long that I have to cut down to a minute. So you guys can get the full thing. Maybe I'll even with time do another podcast on there, like an extra episode. But for now, it's gonna be those parody videos early, the full thing, and then you're gonna get the vlogs exclusively, and then maybe more. Like I'll probably do like live videos and just post like random videos on there. Like I'm gonna post a lot on there. I'll put my workouts on there. You know, like. Just try to like create a little community. I'll have like a little chat too. If you get like, I'll answer all your questions on there. You can message me directly on there. It doesn't go into my requests. You know, like I'll see them and I'll prioritize those messages. If you guys have questions, I'll answer them on there. You know, like I'll video chat with some of you. Like maybe I do one a month. Like I'll video chat one of you per month. You know. But yeah. I think that's the plan going forward. I'm excited about it. And it's, oh, by the way, it's only going to be $3.99 per month on my Patreon. I'm keeping it cheap because, like, I just don't think it's fair if I make it too expensive. And it's like, you know, I don't want you guys to spend a lot of money to this. I want to be equal. You know, like, here, it's a cheap $3.99, and then I can give you all this extra stuff. You know, that's kind of the plan. So let me know your thoughts in the comments if you're listening to this part. I think that plan's a good plan. Do I need to talk about anything else while I'm here? I know I start like rambles and I get goofs, and then I don't think there needs to be too long, right? On that note, that's the game plan. That's where I've been. I'm excited to do some rambles on here. Let me know if you like this style. Let me know if you like my game plan. Let me know if you want to join the Patreon. You can join now early. Get in there. It's the links in the description. I also make rap songs sometimes. I might put those on there too. Like I have a real day in the life of a SoundCloud rapper video filmed. I just have to do the edits still, and there's a song dropping with it called Beans in My Jeans that I've teased for my OG fans know this one. And it's like parody, it's a comedy song, but it's also kind of fucking fire. Like I'm spitting bars on that thing. So that I might drop that on there just cause. And like if I do other music going forward, I'll just drop that early on there too. Like, and it's before anything goes public, I put it there and you guys can have the first look at it. Oh, and before we go, this is sponsored by myself, the shower guy. There's full merch line available and this beautiful shampoo and soap, the gallon or the 8 ounce. Guys, this is very important for the locker room. If you guys want to be the shower guy, which we all are in our own way, but you know, you want to be the shower guy, you've got to bring the gallon. Maybe all the boys chip in and buy the gallon. So you guys never go without shampoo in that locker room. You get the shower guy poo. You're all dipping. There's a pump that comes with it too. So you pump it out. Pump it, pump it, pump it, pump sex. I like sex pumps. Anyways, yeah, shower guy boys. Go buy that Link is also in the description for this if you want the Shower Guy merch or the shampoo. Both are appreciated, either or. And I love you guys. And this podcast is going to go to the moon, and I'm going to have a lot of fun guests on. I'm going to have a lot of fun solo time with you guys as well. So let's kill it. Let's go. Sodas are owed. Cheers. And I will see you guys on the next episode. I got some issues and problems. I think I should let you know. I let somebody come break my heart.